Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Winning: The Unforgiving Race to Greatness by Tim S. Grover presents a hard-edged look at what it takes to perform at the highest levels, drawing on the author's reputation as an elite trainer and performance coach. Rather than offering gentle motivation, the book centers on a demanding mindset. Greatness is earned through relentless standards, decisive action, and a willingness to embrace discomfort. Grover frames winning as a continuous pursuit, not a finish line, and he emphasizes that the traits celebrated in top performers often look extreme, unpopular, or misunderstood from the outside. The tone is direct and unapologetic, aimed at readers who want results more than reassurance. Across its core ideas, the book explores discipline, pressure, focus, competitive drive, and the personal costs of being exceptional. It encourages readers to confront their excuses, sharpen their edge, and build the habits that hold up when stakes are highest, whether in sports, business, leadership, or any arena where performance is measured. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, winning as a standard, not a moment. A central theme is that winning is not a single achievement, but an operating system. The book pushes the idea that peak performers treat excellence as their default setting, not an occasional sprint fueled by inspiration. That means measuring yourself by what you produce and sustain, especially when no one is watching. Instead of chasing applause, you commit to standards that stay the same on good days and bad days. This mindset reframes. Goals, trophies, promotions, and public milestones are outcomes, but the real target is the identity and routine that reliably generate them. Grover's perspective also highlights the uncomfortable truth that winning resets the scoreboard. As soon as you reach a level, the demands rise, competition adjusts, and your own expectations tighten. Readers are encouraged to build a personal definition of winning that is specific and non-negotiable, then align decisions to it daily. The value here is clarity. When you know your standard, you stop negotiating with distractions and start protecting the behaviors that make high performance repeatable. The book argues that consistency under pressure is what separates occasional success from sustained greatness. Secondly, the dark side of greatness: pressure, isolation, and cost. The book does not romanticize ambition. It emphasizes that exceptional performance often comes with trade-offs: fewer comforts, less balance, and the possibility of being misunderstood by people who want a softer version of you. This theme explores the psychological weight that arrives with higher stakes. As expectations grow, so does scrutiny, and the margin for error narrows. Grover's framing suggests that top performers must become comfortable with being alone in their standards and decisions, even when a crowd is present. The focus is on responsibility. If you want extraordinary outcomes, you must accept extraordinary pressure, including criticism, envy, and the temptation to self-sabotage after success. Rather than seeking universal approval, the message is to choose respect over popularity and results over validation. Readers are urged to build the emotional strength to handle uncomfortable conversations, make unpopular calls, and keep moving when the environment becomes noisy. This section is valuable because it normalizes the hidden costs of achievement and offers a mental model to prevent surprise or resentment when success feels heavier than expected. Thirdly, relentless discipline and the end of excuses. Another major topic is discipline as the true differentiator. The book's approach treats motivation as unreliable and excuses as performance poison. Instead, it emphasizes routines, preparation, and strict personal accountability. The idea is that winners do not wait to feel ready. They train, plan, and execute while tired, uncertain, or under-resourced. This applies beyond athletics. In business and leadership, it shows up as consistent follow-through, hard priorities, and a refusal to outsource ownership. The message challenges readers to identify the habits that keep them average, such as overthinking, procrastination, and seeking permission. Then, it encourages replacing them with repeatable behaviors that compound over time. A practical takeaway is the concept of protecting your time and energy like a professional: fewer commitments, cleaner boundaries, and more deliberate recovery so output stays high. The discipline described is not only about working harder, it is about eliminating leaks that waste focus. By framing excuses as a choice, the book pushes readers to adopt a results-first identity where actions are the proof and consistency is the currency. Fourthly, control, focus, and decision. Making under fire, high performers face constant volatility, pressure, competing opinions, setbacks, and unexpected changes. The book emphasizes controlling what you can control, especially your focus and your decisions. This topic highlights mental discipline, filtering noise, narrowing attention to the next actionable step, and staying aggressive without becoming reckless. Grover's philosophy suggests that decisive people gain an edge because hesitation creates openings for competitors and feeds self-doubt. That does not mean impulsive choices, it means training yourself to evaluate quickly, commit, and adjust without drama. The book's broader point is that focus is a competitive advantage that must be defended. In practical terms, that can mean clearer priorities, fewer distractions, and a stronger ability to stay locked in during critical moments. Readers are encouraged to prepare for predictable stressors, so they are not surprised when the environment turns hostile. The benefit is resilience. When pressure spikes, you fall back on systems rather than emotions. This theme resonates with anyone who must perform in public, lead teams, negotiate, or deliver outcomes on deadlines. Lastly, channeling competitive drive into sustainable greatness, competitive intensity can create greatness, but it can also burn people out or damage relationships if unmanaged. The book explores how elite performers harness their drive with purpose and structure. The message is that competitiveness is not just wanting to win, it is the willingness to do what others will not do, repeatedly, without needing constant praise. At the same time, the drive must be directed. Readers are encouraged to define what they are willing to sacrifice and what they are not, so ambition does not become self-destruction. This topic also covers the idea of using doubt, criticism, and setbacks as fuel rather than as signals to retreat. The emphasis is on inner standards that outlast external circumstances. For many readers, the key value is learning to convert emotion into execution, turning frustration into training, turning fear into preparation, and turning confidence into consistent habits rather than arrogance. By treating greatness as a long game, the book argues for intensity paired with recovery, focus paired with boundaries, and ambition paired with responsibility, so performance can remain high over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a demanding approach to performance, competitive athletes, entrepreneurs, executives, sales leaders, and anyone whose results are measured and visible. It will also resonate with people who feel stuck in comfort, overthinking, or inconsistent habits and want a sharper mindset. The benefit is not just motivation, it is a clearer standard for how to act when pressure rises. By emphasizing discipline, ownership, and the willingness to embrace discomfort, the book can help readers cut through excuses, build stronger routines, and make faster, more committed decisions. That can translate into better training consistency, stronger leadership, more reliable execution at work, and greater resilience during setbacks. Compared to many self-improvement titles that focus on optimism and balance, this book stands out for its uncompromising tone and its focus on the realities of elite performance, including the cost of being exceptional. If you are looking for a direct push to raise your standards, protect your focus, and pursue excellence without negotiation, it is worth buying because it delivers a distinctive, high-intensity framework that many softer books avoid. If you would like to support Tim S. framework that many softer books avoid, Grover, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.